Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey there.
Hey there.
Happy, is it Wednesday or Friday? What day is this?
It's Wednesday.
Okay. You know what? It's been a whirlwind. Is January over yet?
Nope, we're still in it. And it's snowing
right now. I don't want those
resolutions,
everyone.
Yeah, but it's snowing here in New York, and I love
it.
That.
It's beautiful out right now. It is beautiful. I just looked out my window.
Welcome to Fat Mascara. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome to Fat Mascara. I feel like I want to shout out our different people. Welcome, Wyoming. Welcome, Warsaw. Welcome, Sydney. Welcome, Jersey. Welcome. We got
You're
a lot
going.
Of listeners. And I got it. I am really excited when we hear from listeners, and you guys are all over the place.
Yeah.
When we get very provincial and we start talking about what's going on here in the New York area, I'm like, just pan out.
Acknowledge that everyone is not here in New York
are
City.
Are everywhere.
We're just bringing a little bit of New York to you,
Mexico
wherever you
City.
Live. We will bring
Dublin.
What else can we bring? Some pizza rats, some snow, some loud people, a lot of traffic and potholes. What else we got? Entertainment, museums, art, and Fat Mascara headquarters.
Fat Mascara.
Yeah, welcome everyone. I'm Jen, by the way. She's Jess.
I'm Jess.
Yeah.
Well, you know what everyone did see around the world this week? That
what?
Damn video of Kim Kardashian. Not everyone,
oh.
Let's be real.
Oh,
not everyone.
I'm so glad
a
you brought
a
this
lot
up.
Of us, well, ever since I took the New York Post app off my phone and the Daily Mail app,
yeah.
I miss out on a lot of things and I'm the better for it.
Except this was impossible to avoid.
Yeah. No, I was following a lot of really dark stuff, a lot of dark sensationalist stuff, and it was really, really bumming me out.
Yeah, we don't need that energy. Instead, we have frantic.
I became addicted. I became addicted to those apps. Go on.
Instead, we have frantic Kim Kardashian trying to get our eyeballs as she relaunches her Skin by Kim color cosmetics, lip liners, et cetera, et cetera. But that's not what's making noise. What's making noise is the video she did to launch this. For me, what was making noise immediately, I wasn't sure if other people were going to react to. People were reacting to, of course, Kim Kardashian has pictures of herself on a wall. Of course, she has a mannequin that's perfectly made to her proportions. Of course, all this.
Then
our girl Kim Kardashian goes into this room and has a tanning bed. Oh my. I got incensed first because I was like, this is the woman that told the New York Times she would eat poop if it made her look younger. And here she has a tanning bed. It just didn't track for me. So I was ready to like write up a segment and get all enraged with you at the news section. And then Susan Yara did this video and I was like, Susan's a genius sometime. She goes, guess what's happening here, people? She's like, she's trolling us.
She's baiting you.
She might have even bought that tanning bed for this video because she knew a bunch of beauty people like us would get enraged. The skinfluencers online would be like, how dare she have a tanning bed? This woman is smart. We've interviewed her. She's a very smart person. She knows not to go tanning. I don't think she uses that tanning bed. What do you think?
If she looks left, she knows that people are going to pay attention. You know, like she knows every move she makes is going to be dissected.
Especially one that's a little controversial.
Yeah, and she knows so much about skincare. So I don't think that she's like, wait a second, this is bad for me.
You think that she doesn't actually go in that tanning bed? Or do you think she uses
it? I don't know if she does or if she doesn't, but I don't think that she had a thought 30 minutes later, like, wait, maybe I shouldn't have.
No, no, I think she planted it. No, on purpose. She put the tanning bed in.
You think she planted it on purpose?
Yes. She's too savvy.
Well, do you think she's going to launch something that's tanning beach sun related?
No, I think nobody was going to get super excited, though they do look lovely, about these 12 lip liners and 12 lipsticks. They're pretty. They're great. But it's very saturated time right now. We've already seen makeup from Kim. Why is this different? What can I do in my marketing push that's going to like give it a little zhuzh, a little jump? I'll make something controversial. I'll put a tanning bed in this little video and everybody's going to respond to that. And then they're going to be like, wait, why is Kim doing an ad? Oh, because she has new products. And then the products might sell.
Versus just here's a tour, like Cribs tour.
Yeah. I thought she put it in there like as a little Easter egg to stir up some stitches on TikTok.
Well, you know what, Jen? You've proven the point because—
Here I am. I
didn't know what she was launching.
I'm part of the machine.
Mission accomplished.
Should I rewind that and not have said?
When are those lip liners available?
I don't know. And I don't know how much they cost. They did look nice. I got inspired. I did a little brownie lip for you today. You see that?
I did notice. Yeah, nice brownie
lip. It's like a little 90s thing. Let's not talk about her. Let's talk about candles. Do you have anything new burning? What's burning?
It's going to take me a couple weeks to get through my birchwood pine.
Oh, you still have your nest? I love when you said doorstopper.
Yeah, and you know what? My doorstopper, it's perfect. You know, we talked about whether or not it was, you know, I forget what the word is, but like, can you still kind of burn those kind of Christmassy, piney candles?
Yes.
After the 25th?
Right.
It's snowy and beautiful out. This is the perfect time.
I also have a pine candle.
What is it?
From Jack Fir. It's a brand I found when I was doing that story for The Cut on natural candles. It's all essential oils. It's delightful.
The throw is good.
The throw. So that's what I found with all those natural candles, by the way. Not all of them. I didn't write about the ones that just couldn't fill a room. And the scents that filled the room the most were the piney, woodsy ones. Mm-hmm. There's no way you're going to find like a citrus or a floral or like a musk. Can't even do musk naturally. It's only a synthetic molecule. So the pine ones were good, but this Jack Fir one, I really like. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's cozy here at Shea Sullivan. Oh, guess what today is, by the way, everyone?
What?
Well, so Jess and I were so inspired. Remember we talked about Hug a Bunch last week and we had a little trip down memory lane. We've been getting a bunch of messages from people that were like, oh my God, the trigger that gave me, like other people knew.
Core memory unlocked.
Yeah, like of a certain age knew that. And we were feeling nostalgic. So Jess had this great idea. I'm just prepping you guys because it's coming after the news. We're going to do a little truncated news because we're going to step back in time to the days of when we were baby beauty editors and revisit a couple products that I'm not actually sure.
A couple? I brought more than a couple, Jen.
I brought a couple.
I don't know.
These are vintage. These are classic. These are throwbacks. May have been discontinued. These are beauty products that we just wanted to have a moment with.
I am so excited for that. So, Jen, let's get to the news now, okay? Let's deal with the now, and then let's go back to the past.
Got it. Okay, it's time for the news. And I feel like I'm just going to go right into the Sinus Corner because nobody liked the Sinus Corner last week. I got messages from other people who didn't like. I'm going to stay away from eyes.
What did they not like?
The tears thing. There just wasn't interesting. It was grossing people out.
It was gross.
Message received.
It was kind of like, not misogynist, but it was like messed up.
The gendering in it bothered you? Okay.
The gendering in it was fucked up.
Let's stop talking about it. It's fine. I've moved on to a better science corner. Yeah. Let's all go. Let's go. Ugh. It's going to be nice. Okay, how inspiring was our chat with Guy Belouche last week?
Oh, God, that was so great. What a great conversation.
I was just like, yes, tech can do good things. And here comes, not a couple days after that, some great news, good tech we need. The FDA has cleared the first, it's AI-powered. I forgot about this, too. Here's where artificial intelligence really helps us. Medical device detect all three common skin cancers. So this is a device just approved by the FDA that is going to help doctors diagnose skin cancer. The DermaSensor device, it's affordable for doctors. It's a handheld tool that uses spectroscopy and algorithms, and a little AI thrown in there, to evaluate skin lesions for potential cancer. Here's the thing that's interesting. I was like, oh, but derms already know how to do this. They don't see it being just for derms. It's more for your general practitioner because a derm is really good at looking at, like, say, a bad mole and deciding if it's cancer. They're something like 97 or 98% accurate when they're looking at it with their loupe because they have training. But a regular primary care physician, it hovers around 83% depending on the type of lesion. So this tool is 96% to 97% accurate depending on lesion. So a doctor who might not be trained can hold it up like a little camera and look at the mole and say, yeah, we've got a problem. We've got to figure this out. And it just got cleared by the FDA. Do you love that?
Listen, anytime that technology can move healthcare forward, save lives, sure. Yeah, I'm into it.
I know. And the reason I was really excited about this, a new stat, this is 1 in 5 Americans will have some type of skin cancer by the age of 70. I actually just had a family friend text me. She's 55, which is like, you've had some years of sun, but she also wasn't a big tanner when she was young. She's obsessed with skincare. She sent me a picture, by the way, of her skincare cabinet. This woman knows her stuff. She like slathers on Elta MD all the time. She loves the Pillow Talk Derm line. She got diagnosed with a skin cancer. It's already been removed. She's doing fine. But it's just like the more we go out in the sun, the more we're being active, the more we're going to have these moles that need checking. And so the DermaSensor is here to do that. Okay. Remember our friends, the Stryker sisters?
Of course. My God. Throwback.
Oh my God. We had all three of the sisters on the podcast. Anyway, they have Stryke, the Beverly Hills beauty studio that they opened, right? They have a new service. And I think people are going to really like this. It's called a pigment removal service. Why?
What does that mean?
People that got microblading.
Oh.
Right? And didn't get great microblading and or their skin reacted and or the color is now fading and changing and like sort of altering colors. I see this all the time when I'm out and about. I can see the skin beneath the person's brow. If it's their fair, it might look a little peachy. Or if it was black hair, sometimes it turns a little blue. You've seen the color change of microbladed brows, right?
For every great microblading job I've seen one that has not been awesome. So you got to be real careful with that.
You do. So clearly they saw this too. Brow specialist Eric Podner joined with Christy Stryker. They're developing this technique. Basically, they take an alkaline oxide solution. All the ingredients are like up on their website if you want to look at it. But they use a device that makes a micro perforation, sort of like microneedling, but not quite microneedling, to get the solution in there. It bonds to the pigment. And then as it exfoliates and heals, because it might scab, as it exfoliates and heals, the pigment is lifted out. Jess, I brought a before and after for you because I was impressed. Okay, please hold. I got to pull it up.
Okay.
Okay, here's the before and after.
Okay, the after is the one on the bottom, right?
Right.
But why did she want to get the top one look good? Don't you think?
Do you see right here? There's like a peachy shift. There's like her skin behind the hairs has this reddish pink color.
Yeah,
instead of like a beigey
now.
Brown that is her brow hair.
It's a little
do
hard.
Do you see that?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, sorry, I'm showing Jess through the screen.
But she definitely has very sparse brows. I could see why she definitely wanted it from the first place.
You can see why she wanted the microblading, but over time, the color changed, and it's not matching her brow hair anymore. It looks kind of pink. So she got the service, and I was kind of, this was one of the more impressive before and afters I've seen. I was like, okay, it lifted it out. Listen, they're not going to guarantee you that it's going to work on every skin tone, skin type, different colors. There is a possibility for scarring and things, so you definitely want to look into this. But if you're one of those people that got microbladed and you don't love the way that it's aging, this could soften the color in your skin. Also, I think the fact that this procedure came out is a big warning sign.
Think before you microblade.
Yeah, that's the lesson I'm taking away. Not so much like I need to necessarily run and get this, recommend this to everyone, but it's like,
do your homework. Because there's some like the feathery microblading that like, you barely see and it's so natural and it ages well. But then you'll see these blocky pigments behind the eyes and that doesn't age well. So if you are not happy with the way your brows look, get yourself to Beverly Hills. Maybe you should get this treatment.
Yeah. Just get yourself to Beverly Hills.
And basically, come on, just go to Beverly Hills.
Dublin. Yeah.
Sydney.
Well, my thinking too was as other people in the industry see what they were able to do, we'll see some more innovation in this space because clearly other brow artists have noticed this is an issue. Somebody comes in, they're like, I don't like my brows. And I'm like, well, I can't fix that because you already have color in there that doesn't look good. So maybe we'll see more of this.
You know what I was thinking? This was just a passing thought, but like, when I wake up in the morning, like my lashes are so non-existent. I don't like this, the phrase like, I need make eyeliner, I need makeup, because that's, I don't want to think that. Mm-hmm. I certainly don't want like my daughter to think that like I'm running from my makeup. But like, I'm like, it would be nice to wake up and have eyeliner on or mascara on. But I'm like, people have done that. Yeah. That permanent eyeliner or like
I did the, lash remember tinting, for my wedding, I did the temporary curl and tint. I wouldn't get it repeatedly because I don't think that would be great for your lash hairs, but it tinted them a dark black and yeah. curled them. It was so great. I looked like I woke up having mascara on already. It just looked really pretty.
I would love that, but it's like, I don't know. Sometimes I think there's always like a little bit of a risk. I don't know. Maybe I got to talk to Gieve about this. That
Why, Gieve?
Is an innovation. That's an innovation. That is an innovation.
Gieve runs like this huge department. He's like acquiring companies. And you're like, tell me more about the permanent eyeliner. Could, can you fix it?
Well, I think what Gieve could do is identifying a real need.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like some kind of device or some kind of thing that immediately I would, bam, like Judy Jetson style, have my liner on. Or my mascara on.
Oh, but you still want to be able to wash it off at the end of the day. You don't want like a
Or maybe in a week's time. I don't want like tattooed eyeliner.
Right. You want somewhere in between taking tattoo machine to your eye and...
Yeah, I want something somewhat permanent. Almost like your hair dye. You know what I mean? Like how we like go to get the hair salon.
But you want it as eyeliner, whereas I'm telling you about lash tint. That's not what you want. You want
No, and, little... and lash tint too.
Okay, so you want lash line tinting and lash tinting.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just so the eyes don't, like, my eyes are, like, fade away. Like, fade away.
All right. Put it out into the ether. We'll get that for you. Do you want to go back in time?
Just for a little bit, yeah.
All right, let's do that.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Listen, there are so many skincare products on the market claiming to help reduce fine lines and wrinkles, and you know I will try most of them. But how do you know your products are actually working? Some research to back up the claims. That's why Jess and I are all about Ritual. They created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted a clinical study to take the guesswork out of skincare.
Rituals Hyacera is now a part of my skincare routine, and I got in the habit of taking it every day by putting the cute little purple jar right next to my sunscreen. It looks nice on my vanity, and let's be honest, I love that. But once I stuck with the habit, I really noticed a difference in my skin. I am not the only one. In a clinical study, taking Hyacera for 90 days led to a 3.6-time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles as compared to placebo. And it led to a 2.9 increase in skin smoothness. I also like that they're easy to swallow. The capsules sort of taste like vanilla. They're not all weird and fishy like some other supplements. Plus, Ritual is a certified B Corp, something we learned about on a recent episode. And all their supplements, including the Daily Protein and their Sleep Bio Series Melatonin supplement, are vegan, gluten-free, and made traceable. Do what Jess and I did. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off.
All right, so this is our baby beauty editor best of. But really, if we're doing a best of, I think this would be 2 hours, a good 2 hours for sure. So we've got to keep this tight. I want to set the stage here. This is not a best products ever or best vintage beauty products. This is top products that we loved when we were baby beauty editors. That time span is short and it's finite. It starts around, Jen, when did you start working in the beauty industry? And that does not include like high school being into beauty or something like that. This is like, when did you start working as a professional?
Working, because my first job was WeChill, was 98 or 99. I was working in beauty retail.
Okay, cool.
But my first magazine job wasn't until a little bit later, but yes, go ahead.
Okay, for me, I started interning at Jane in 2000. So I had exposure. Okay. To all the products. My first magazine job was 2003 at W. That's when it was like starting. And then I think I'm going to move it up to like the—
How convenient. That's what's so hot with the kids right now.
The
turn of the century, the 90s and the early aughts.
The end date is going to be like, I'm closing it 2010.
Oh, okay. I didn't really get the years on mine, but I think I'm in there. I'm in there with the things I'm bringing to the
table. Okay. I'll tell you if I feel like we're out of bounds.
All right, bring up your first memory. What do you have?
Okay. My first memory, well, it's not my first memory. It's just one that I really loved. We've talked about this brand, Do the Cows Come Home? Urban Decay.
Okay.
When their little shadows were in little, like, they look like little manhole covers, there was a great shade called Midnight Cowboy. This was a neutral that was glittery. It was like a glittery neutral. It was like such a great time. Because it was like, this was when neutrals were just glittery. Of course they were glittery. If we want to be understated, let it be like, you know what it reminded me of? It was like Britney Spears' bodysuit, that shimmery nude bodysuit.
Right, right.
You know, like, I forget which awards. It was like MTV Awards, and she came out.
Illusion mesh and like encrusted.
It was an illusion mesh.
You know what that made me think of? First of all, I was like, wait, Midnight Cowboy's not around anymore? I didn't know.
Is it around? I don't think it is.
Second of all, you were either, this was the thing, these were the neutral shadows, and I'm talking about probably people that are like medium skin tone and lighter only.
Yeah.
But if you were that skin tone, you were either the Steal a Kitten girl or you were the Urban Decay Midnight Cowboy girl. Because of course it had glitter, as you said.
Yeah, it had a lot of glitter. But it wasn't like chunky. It was like a very beautiful, fine illusion mesh glitter. Perfect for 9 a.m. at work.
There's a Space Cowboy now. Moondust by Urban Decay.
It wasn't Cowboy. Space Cowboy. It was completely
Midnight Cowboy. Yeah, so this doesn't my life. Look, it's inspired by probably Midnight Cowboy, which I remember well, obviously. It was a classic.
It was so great.
Oh, good one. Wait, I can bring a little shimmer because like, yeah.
Bring it.
I don't know how good this was for the environment. We probably didn't know that at this point. Shimmer was in everything.
But now they have biodegradable shimmer.
It's true. It's true. We've evolved. Innovation has come.
Yeah,
but
not negging shimmer.
Mine was shimmery too. Very nostalgic. There was like in the early aughts, we were very hot for like the 1950s. There was a lot of like that glamour Marilyn Monroe throwback.
Yes.
And we had a little girl called Kitten and she went to Paris. I think you know what I'm talking about.
Benefit?
Yes. The Benefit Cosmetics Powder Puff. I think it was lavender with like a black satin bow. I used to put it on my legs because I'd wear a little mini skirt. And no, it was not cool to wear tights then.
No.
You know, you had to bare legs, which was like ridiculous. And I would shine them all up with Kitten Goes to Paris.
What? Why was it even called that?
I love that Jen Goldstein was shining her legs up with Kitten Goes to Paris.
Heck yeah, I was. Where else was Kitten going? I don't know. There was only Paris, right?
It was a time, it was like, you think Coquette is like in fashion now? You've not seen anything yet.
Like, no, everything and I love powder puff of it all. I thought powder puffs were so fun.
I feel like a lot of brands had a powder puff. Urban Decay had a powder puff moment too with some of their
Jessica
like powder.
Simpson had powder puffs.
Yeah. Avon had a powder puff. Mary Kay had a powder puff.
Guerlain Meteorites had like, it wasn't quite a puff, but it was like a little. But then they also had some stuff with a mini puff in there. Caron Paris, that's a little further back in the makeup timeline. Puff Central over there.
Puffs, I don't know what happened to puffs, but I definitely feel like they have a place right now in this moment. Okay, that is not going to be Benefit's last mention on this list. I'm going to kind of double them up, okay? Because I know we have, there's a lot we want to cover. The first one is Benefit Bathena. Bathena.
First it was Bathena. I was like, oh, I always call it Bathena.
Bathena. Bathena.
Oh, yeah.
So can you explain what this is, Jen?
I can, sure. But it's your pick. It was, no, she was like a, she was a pencil case. You've described it as like a metal pencil case.
Metal
and inside
case.
There was a pinkish balm with a little bit of shimmer, because everything had a little shimmer, that had like
and a puff.
Oh, it had a puff. It wasn't like a feathery puff. It was like a spongy puff with a little ribbon that you would stick your hand in and you would wipe that on. And it was, I remember like a lily of the valley smell. It was like, or Muguet.
It's like a rosy.
That's the same thing, right? Maybe it was a rose. Maybe it was a rose.
I think it was a rosy scent.
It was a soft rose of like your grandmother's powder kind of rose smell. And man, that gave a nice sheen.
That was also for like the girl on the cover. Yeah, like kind of a pinup. That was not like a super overtly sexy. It wasn't like she was wearing a bustier, but she had like a silky kind of robe on. You'd put this on after you showered. It would just make you, it was like almost like a nylons for your body to give you that kind of feeling.
Where
like
did Bathena go?
It was a beautiful franchise, and they also did a fragrance that I wore all the time. It was like a great everyday fragrance. It was a great franchise. I don't know why they stopped doing it. Silly, silly. So good. Okay, moving on to another one. This is the last, at least for me, last Benefit mention, but it's funny that we have three Benefit mentions. I'm just going to double up. I'm going to do two in one.
Yeah, let me hear
while
it.
We're in Benefit. We're stacking Benefit. By the way, no kickbacks from Benefit here. I mean, we'll tell you whenever we're going to add, but this feels like a lot of Benefit for one call.
They were huge then.
They were huge.
The It brand. Okay, go ahead.
Huge. Benetint. That had a hold, not only because it was such an innovative product, but the backstory was very sensational.
They still use the backstory in the marketing for Benetint.
Do they?
Like, it's still around, and they actually have leaned into it more. We baby beauty editors, it was like one of those cult finds, and like, you're never going to believe what this was invented for. Because, you know, it was a little racy for its time.
It was a little racy for its time, which now feels almost sweet.
Do people know this story? Yeah, go ahead and say.
Well, it was adult entertainers, right, would put the Benetint on their nipples. But I think wasn't it also inspired by, and please don't quote me on this, the color of your nipple would match the lips?
I remember the crushed rose petals and that Jean and Jane in their shop, the adult entertainers would come in and needed something to make their nipples look pinker. And I'm thinking now they must have been white ladies because it was like a pinking. There wasn't a dark shade. It was just like a reddish pink color. But then, of course, you'd put it on your lips and your cheeks instead.
There is a brand, which it's funny. This is such a like a new, I've heard, I remember like doing something at Cosmo once. Like, oh, if you want to find the perfect lip color, look at your, like for you, you look at the color of your nipple. There's actually a brand now called Flirt that I just found out about.
Yeah.
If it's an app, you take a Flirt with an E. You take a picture of your nipple with this app. By the way, like it encodes, like it's not sending it to the masses. Like it protects, right. You know, your picture. And it will recommend three lip colors for you and then send them to you. Like it's their own label. But
okay. It
sends you the perfect lip color in the spirit of the Benetint phenomenon.
I have never looked at the color of mine. I don't even know what color that would be. But that is meant to be a very flattering neutral yes. kind of lip color. Who knew?
And then, and it turns out from this company, they told me that people choose the darker one.
Yeah, I could see that. Oh my God, I might want to try it.
I know, I kind of want to check it out too.
Yeah, but Benetint was classic. That, of course, though, is still available. And then they have other versions and other colors of it now, but a classic.
But that one, yeah, that one hit for me. Okay, enough about Benefit.
No, you got me thinking about cult favorite products, which nobody really says anymore because I feel like everything that is a cult favorite quickly goes viral on TikTok. And then, you know, like this rosemary hair oil or whatever it is, it would take a while for this to trickle out to the masses. And then it would like quietly whisper about X product. I wasn't thinking of those when I was doing this exercise for you today. I was thinking more like what I wish I still had in my repertoire. So the one that came up was, this is a reach, Z Bugatti face cream.
I need to know who is listening to this and is shaking and is nodding their head. Please give us a shout because, Jen, you went into deep into the recesses of your memory for this one.
Well, here's why. Because my skin's always dry. And I was like, I just need like a nice, luscious moisturizer that you, the next morning you wake up, you're like, oh, I'm still more. Like it just, nothing stays in my skin these days. Like I'll put Creme de la Mer, the rich, the original, wake up and I'm still dry. Clearly my skin is very different than it was back then. However, Z Bugatti did this. So I looked up, I was like, oh, wait, I can still buy it. It's like a very small website now, but I think I'm going to get another jar. It came in this black and gold. It looked like a 90s mall. Like it was like a black slick with the gold foil and Z Bugatti. I think she was a derm or she, I don't know. There was a Bugatti there. It might've been a woman. Your face.
How much was it? Do you remember?
Oh, I got it for free because I was working at Sephora at the time. It was like $154. And this was before people knew about Botter and were playing Augustinus prices.
Yeah.
And it wasn't ever that popular. Like Creme de la Mer was definitely like the popular face cream. But this was like for if you knew and, you know, La Mer was too waxy thick for you and you wanted something like with more of a slip, Z Bugatti.
I never tried Z Bugatti, but I remember like seeing it. And I think it was in the Bliss catalog. Or was it from Sephora too?
Well, yes, I actually wrote copy for the Sephora catalog. Yes, Sephora used to have catalogs. And if you bought Z Bugatti from it, I probably wrote the copy. But yeah, it was definitely, Bliss sold it too, for sure. Yeah, good
so
memory.
Cool. All right, my next one, I don't know if they still make it. They definitely don't make it in the way that I remember it, but I saw something on their website. Clarins, well, first of all, Clarins was like a totally different, had a different place in the universe when we were baby beauty editors. They had a great spa and store on Madison Avenue in New York. And they were just kind of like, why are you laughing?
Like one of my most embarrassing baby beauty editor stories happened at the Clarins.
What happened? I'm like, now like nervous and intrigued.
No, it's like, remember it was on the Upper East Side and it was like a little upstairs room and it was so chic.
Yeah.
I clogged the toilet, Clarins.
Oh, my God, Jen.
It wouldn't flush. It wasn't, like, anything bad or gross. It just, like, wouldn't flush. So, like, there was just, like, clear water. It was not, like, guys, like, it went down somewhat. Oh but, like, it was to the point where I was, like, do I say something? I had left the spa room to, like, go.
Well, did you say something?
I didn't because it wasn't overflowing. It was just, like, up to the rim. And, like, forever after, I was, like, this is why you can't do nice things, Jen. You don't belong in the Upper East Side. And the Clarins face spa, because this is what happens.
And you know they closed it, so.
Probably because the plumbing broke and it was all my fault.
Jen.
Sorry.
Jen.
Back to the Clarins products.
Well, I love that little spa. Love Clarins. Their color products were great. But one of their favorite product was they had something called a relaxing spray. They had this like turquoise line. Do you remember it? It was like white turquoise.
Yeah, we talked about it with scent marketing.
With Caroline, yeah.
Yeah.
The relaxing spray was incredible. And at the time that I was using that, I was a heavy user of the relaxing spray. I was living on Avenue B in a fifth floor walk-up. Shout out Erin Kelly.
Oh, did you go to Arlene's Grocery?
That's on the Lower East Side. But that was a little,
little Alphabet City music venue.
Downtown, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I used to go there all the time. What if we danced together? We didn't even know each other. Okay, back to the Clarins.
And it was such a tiny little place, and it was not, it was relaxing, like we made it relaxing, but it was not like a relaxing luxury vibe. But it gave our apartment and my room a super luxury spa feel. Mm-hmm. And I have a very deep connection to that scent. I don't see it like sold anywhere anymore, and I don't think it's the same space. I don't think it's the same exact scent, but just that whole line just felt spa and felt luxury to me.
What was the scent? It wasn't Eau de Nuisance. It was the turquoise relaxy one.
It was, yeah, it was just called
relaxing. So was it like lavender?
It was like, it smelled a little cologne and a little lavender. It smelled like, I feel like people got getting away from like true spa scents. Mm-hmm. It just smelled like a damn spa.
Okay. Like cologne as in the German town where it was born with the classic notes of a cologne.
Yeah, it smelled, it just smelled so great. And I sprayed it everywhere, all my sheets everywhere. I was like a nut.
Oh, if we got you that smell right now, it would totally bring you back.
It would probably mess me up a little bit, but yeah. Yeah, it was great.
All right, hit me with another.
Okay, here's another one. Ready? Do you remember, this is depths of like skincare, like the Z Bugatti, the brand T. Leclerc?
Oh, yeah, of course.
That brand was cool. That brand, they have had beautiful skincare. They had a cleansing milk that was just very hydrating and it was like a lotion. And whatever happened to that one? If anyone knows, please DM me. Tell me.
Wait, when you said T. Leclerc, because in my head, I'm now like, I think I'm working at Sephora because I'm like putting things in buckets. I'll say B. Kamens.
Oh, that was the maple syrup brand, right?
Yes. I don't know why they go together in my head, but T. Leclerc, I totally remember it. They had like a, they might have had a powder too.
They had a banana powder.
Yeah. It was like a makeup artist loved that powder.
Yeah.
It was like a little bit of a Laura Mercier kind of competitor in that space. Mm-hmm. And powders were like huge. Everybody was powdering their face. Oh my God, T. Leclerc. Good one,
Jess. T. Leclerc was awesome. That was one of my favorite products, the cleansing milk.
Yeah.
Okay, Jen, hit me.
Okay. So I love this line. It's still available in Asia, but Anna Sui makeup. And I was like, I can't even begin to tell you about my friends. Their lipstick bullet came up and it had like a rose on the top. Everything was looked like a black art deco vanity mirror. No, sorry, Baroque. You're better at the art periods than me. What is that black kind of vinyl mirror that like, it's a little Baroque-y feeling?
I would say it's kind of like, yeah, more like Rococo.
Rococo, thank you. Thank you, which was very big in decor at that time too, by the way. There was a definite Rococo moment. And so—
It's like goth Rococo.
Yeah. And I would take any of those products back, but the one that speaks to me right now is, do you remember— Ring Rouge.
Yeah.
So Ring Rouge was a black Rococo little rosette that you would wear as a ring, but you popped it open and there was lip gloss inside. And why is nobody doing a lip gloss ring right now? That would sell like gangbusters. But here's the thing. It only came in one size. And so all the girls at the office are like, look, and I have large man hands. I could like get it on my pinky.
Large man hands.
I actually do. I just bought a pair of gloves and I was like, wow, that's my glove size. I had to measure the circumference of my hand. I'm an extra large in women's gloves.
I feel like fancy gloves are the kinds where you're different sizes. I'm just like, okay, I'll order those gloves. What kind of gloves?
That's because you have lady hands that fit in all the gloves. If you were me and you had my size hands, you would understand that it's hard to buy gloves in a regular Marshalls because none of them fit because they're all so tight.
Every
time I buy gloves, I'm like, I can't even move my hand. They split in 2 seconds because I tear them because my big, who's the green guy that busts out of the shirts?
The Hulk.
My hands are very hulky in a woman's glove. Anyway, back to the story. Ring Rouge went on my pinky, even though other people could wear it elsewhere.
Chic.
And there was like a corally sparkle gloss and you'd pop it open. You'd stick your little pinky in there and you'd dab, dab, dab. And up, you're down at Arlene's Grocery circa 2002. I don't know.
Nice.
Continue. Do you have any more?
Do I have any more?
I don't know how much people will be able to put up with us for that, how much longer we can
okay,
do
no,
this.
Okay. You know what? They know where the off button is.
It's our show.
Okay.
So they know where the off button is?
Yeah. So, okay. I'll do one more.
All right. I'll allow it.
I really loved Max early collabs. Because, you know, now they do a collab like, I don't know, actually, maybe they've slowed down. I need to check in. But there was a minute where Mac was pumping out a collab every month, right? It was like this celebrity, that celebrity, this Kermit the Frog. Okay. Do you remember Mac's Heatherette collection?
Heatherette, what a moment.
That.
Of course you loved
foolish Heatherette. Foolish me. My mother in her 70s, still had some pieces that I've left behind.
From the Mac Heatherette collab?
Yeah, because like, she like just like doesn't throw out the stuff that I've kept in boxes in my bedroom. And I was like, Mom, like get rid of this. This is 20 years old. This is like collecting bacteria. Foolish me, I did a clean sweep over the past couple of years. Every time I'll go home to my parents' house.
Yeah.
And like they've moved with this stuff over like the past 20 years. And I'll throw it away. not only is this stuff on eBay,
yeah, I see
other
it.
Psychotic collectors like myself are like looking for these pieces. Also, there was a SKU from the Heatherette collection, which is still the best lipstick I've ever worn, and I've never found it ever again. It was a peachy pink. It was a peachy pink cream lipstick.
Was it Sock Hop? I'm looking at the names.
That Flesh sounds Hot? Familiar. Was it the peachy pink?
That looks like the peachiest one of the, yeah, these. I think that I'm was looking it. Online, and they're gorgeous. 2009 was the year for those, so you just made it with your little cutoff you gave yourself. Heatherette. This tracks.
They did one that was like with Faffy around the same time. They were just like really good. And I think it was because they were new. But the colors were great. They weren't that big. Maybe it's just because they were exciting.
Oh, what a time.
It was a time.
What a time.
All right, finished.
I'm out. I only brought three. But you know what I'm thinking?
You only brought three?
Yeah. I could go through a Bliss catalog and probably remember every page and tell you what was on it.
I mean, some of these products, they dance around my head. They dance around my head.
That's why I'm going to allow us to revisit this little segment whenever we damn well feel like it. How about that?
I would love to hear, because I'm sure some folks are listening and they're like, wait, do you remember this? Or like, this reminds me of that. I would love to hear from our listeners if they have any products from this general era.
2000 to 2010, that decade.
What just kind of like lives on? What's unmatched?
DM us. Tell us. Email us info@fatmascara.com. Let's go raise a wand. Okay, that was fun. Walk down memory lane.
Good times.
Good times. It's time to raise a wand. That's why I wanted to get over here because poor June Bride, the clock's ticking. June's coming. She needs a perfume. If anybody hasn't listened to episode 516 yet, we switched up Raise a Wand a little bit. We have our listeners calling in or emailing us, 646-481-8182, info@fatmascara.com, with your homework, with your requests for the rest of the fam so that we can help you solve a problem. June Bride wanted a white, she said white floral, but it was basically she wants a fragrance she's going to remember for her wedding. And I think she was onto something with the white floral idea. And so did the fam. So if you're ready, Jess, should we hear what people had to say?
Yeah, let's hear what they had to say.
My suggestion for the June Bride is the Creed Love and White perfume or the Creed Love and White Summer. Love you guys.
So funny. Like, truly, when I first heard June Bride, I was like, Creed Love and White. It was my first instinct as well, because it's not wrong. It's a good instinct. It's very popular, these two scents.
Yeah.
But I don't know. No, because they are very luxurious. So it's not like you're going to buy this at a department store. Like, this is a luxury perfume. So it's not that popular, but it is memorable. It's a gorgeous white floral. Okay, let's go to the next listener has an idea for our June bride.
Hi, ladies. I have a recommendation for the bride who's getting married in June, a perfume recommendation. I splurged on a beautiful perfume. I'm going to butcher the name. Kiko Mercheri, and the perfume is Peau de Peche. And I do not pretend to be any sort of expert on describing perfumes, but I would describe it as, at first, it does have kind of a soapy note, but that quickly evolves into a very clean, fresh, slightly floral, slightly fruity, do smell the peach, but it's a very sophisticated, sensual, sultry peach, and it's also clean at the same time. That's the best I can do. But it's really, really beautiful. I did splurge on it. I still have the bottle because you only need just a tiny bit. It has beautiful throw to it, but it's not too – I usually love skin scents that really wear close to the skin. And you can definitely smell this, but it's still subtle. So that is my recommendation. Thanks, lady. Love your show.
Okay, I like that too. I'm not familiar with that particular scent. I know the brand, but I don't know the scent. So I like a surprise. I like a surprise. One white floral that I've been wearing is Régime de Fleur Tour Tour. It's soft. It's a very sophisticated white floral. It's not too big. I like it. That's something you might want to check out.
That's your
advice like Tour for her. Tour. Mm-hmm.
I thought about this a lot over the last week and a half because I didn't want to give her gardenia. I didn't want to give her tuberose. I didn't want it to be too heady of a white floral. You told me ethereal and cloud-like. I took that home. And I decided freesia. Because I feel like freesia's poised for a little comeback. Where did freesia go? And I was thinking back of like the freesia scents I've loved. I think I have the perfect thing for you because I have to explain, though. It's Jo Malone, Pear, and Freesia. But here's the trick. Here's the trick. I'm going to need you to get both the body cream and the perfume. And here's why. When you wear a Jo Malone London body cream, your clothes that you are wearing with that body cream get infused with the scent. And it stays in your skin. And then if you layer the perfume on top, it's like one of the, it creates, they just work so lovely together that like you get the warmer version down to your skin. And then throughout the day, you have sillage because you're wearing both and it has longevity. And you might be thinking, Pear and Freesia might not have a lot of longevity. I'm telling you, if you do the body cream and then the spray, everything you wore on your wedding will forever have that scent. People you hug, well, you'll be in a cloud of Freesia. And the Pear is not fruity,
That's
right?
pretty.
You know this scent.
That's really pretty. Yeah.
It's not fruity. It really reads as a floral. Oh, I
also like Jo Malone. It's not like Jo Malone scents are never offensive. Jo Malone London, like they're never, they're very clear.
Also, I don't know what her wedding theme is going to be like, but who doesn't love the Jo Malone packaging? You could, you know, like just a classic little black velvet ribbon around the, you know. Okay, I'm done. I'm done. I don't have new homework for people, but wow, you guys love this because I got a lot of messages from people who want help from the fam. So let's play our next homework. Here it is.
Hey, Jen and Jess, I love the podcast. I'm looking for a recommendation for 2024. I love the SK-II facial treatment masks, but they are extremely expensive, so it's just not sustainable for me. I'm looking for a serum or another mask that mimics the way that it makes my skin feel, something without fragrances and essential oils. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Okay, another person not leaving their name, but hi. Thanks for listening, whoever you are. I know you didn't ask for a dupe. She wants SK-II-like. I know that quality she's talking about, that your skin gets that hydrated from within, right? It's hard to replicate. I'm thinking. You guys think too.
Hydrated
if you
from
have
within.
A product, it didn't have to be a sheet mask. It could also probably be a serum, as she said, or an essence that gives skin that kind of quality. And if you've tried an SK-II, you know what we're talking about. Call in and tell us, because I really want to know this too. I'm going to do some research over the next week, but tell us what we can do for SK Dupe Lady, 646-481-8182, or email us your voice memo, info@thatmascara.com. She didn't specify. She said it could be a sheet mask because that's what she wants to replicate for not that much money because those sheet masks are pricey. Mm-hmm. I think an essence could do it, but you might have to layer something on top to get that. I don't know. Let's all think on it, shall we? Someone's going to come with the Cosrx probably. They have like a, don't know. Let's be original. All right. Do you have any raise the wands or shall we leave it at that?
I'm going to leave it at that right now. I'm going to ruminate on this SK-II for less moment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Me too.
Because I believe that we deserve hydration for less. We deserve to glow.
At all price points, we deserve to
at
glow.
At all price points, yeah.
Dream on it. Dream on it as you get your beauty sleep.
I do. Wait, can I just also want to direct you to the Sean Garrett episode? Because I think there might be some tips in there. And I do remember him talking about like how we can build layers of hydration.
Layers of hydration.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing with the treatment mask, though. You felt like you had applied essence, moisturizer, and a mask, and it had sat, and you had a little facial when you take that treatment mask off. And that's what we're going for, layers of hydration.
Yeah, and I felt like there was, like, I left that interview being like, this is how I'm going to build.
Yeah, with moisture sandwich, yeah.
Yeah, moisture sandwich. So, yeah, that's not a direct answer, but check it out.
Check it out. Get your beauty sleep. We have, like, a special collab episode for you on Friday.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love
and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.